Fact Sheet 5. Women with Disabilities, WWD, Working in Healthcare Settings. A publication from Women with Disabilities Victoria, Empowering Women. This recording lasts for approximately 9 minutes. This fact sheet is designed for WWD working in any role within healthcare services, including service provision, administration, management, governance, and other paid or voluntary roles. 1. Employing WWD will influence retention rates and diversity of workforces, increase the depth of organizational knowledge and disability expertise, ensure that workforces are representative of the clients that they serve, as it is likely that many service users will have disabilities, add to inclusive workplace culture and increased empathy. 2. What can employers do to be more inclusive? Organisations that are not disability-specific can gain value from organisation-wide upskilling of all staff, volunteers, management and the board of directors on disability-inclusive practices. Prioritise the lived experience of WWD to increase skills and knowledge across the organisation. Incorporate disability inclusion in the organisational strategic plan with indicators of progress and accountability. Involve organisational leaders in planning, implementing and reviewing inclusion activities. Actively recruit WWD across all organisational roles, including service delivery, administration, management and governance. This will ensure that WWD can contribute their expertise across the entire organisation. Implement processes that discreetly discuss employee accessibility needs to ensure that confidentiality is upheld. Ask about accessibility needs upfront. Consider the organisational environment and regularly follow up as accessibility needs may change. It is important for workplaces to be open to negotiation of flexible hours and rosters to support the individual needs of WWD. Consider and accommodate invisible aspects of disability, such as fatigue or chronic pain. Keep in mind that even for women who have a visible disability, these often aren't recognised. Organisations' COVID-19 processes need to be inclusive of all employees, with accessible adjustments available. 3. Barriers WWD may face in the workplace. The healthcare system and the organisations that operate within it are often guided by a medical model, and the social model of disability does not always inform healthcare practice. It can often be difficult for WWD to maintain a desired level of privacy and yet disclose enough information to ensure that their needs are met. Disclosure of disability and access needs is a personal decision. It is up to the individual when and if it takes place. If WWD feel the need to challenge organisations to get necessary accommodations, their confidence, motivation and engagement at work may be impacted. WWD may feel socially isolated at work due to the impact of accessibility barriers. This can lead to role confusion as both professional and service user. Often WWD are required to take on responsibility as sole advocates for change, resulting in higher stress levels. 4. Tips for navigating the healthcare system as an employee who is a WWD. Find allies. Connect with other women. Try to work out who your allies are in the workplace. Try to create a network of support people. This helps with burnout and knowing you are not alone. It can be hard to know where to go to resolve accessibility needs and issues. Create connections within the community. Disability support services can help you figure out how to navigate systems and where to turn to for support. If you are interested in committee membership or leadership in your organisation, don't hesitate. Go for it. Remember to emphasize your expertise as a person with a disability alongside your other attributes. Your lived experience is valuable and should always be recognized and appreciated. If consulting for an organization, ask and expect to be paid for your time, effort, and expertise at all times. Nothing about us without us. Promote and advocate for voices of WWD to be heard throughout the organization at every level. If and when you can, challenge any decision-making about WWD where the voices of WWD are not prioritized in the process. Accessibility in the workplace is important, and reasonable adjustments are a legislated right. Remember that you have the right to ask for and receive your accessibility needs. You can contact Job Access for information support, assessments, and potential funding for modifications. https://www.jobaccess.gov.au/home. It is helpful to be upfront with what you need from your employer. You may need more than just the obvious things such as ramps, etc., and you are entitled to this. Quote from Michelle. I really believe that no matter what kind of illness, injury, or disability that you have the right to participate in society like everyone else. And you sometimes just need to keep telling yourself that, and other people that. End quote. The development of this resource was supported by the Australian Government Department of Social Services. Go to www.dss.gov.au for more information. The Australian Government Department of Social Services funding is gratefully acknowledged. Women with Disabilities Victoria would also like to acknowledge the ongoing support from our partner organisations, Multicultural Centre for Women's Health, Women's Health Loddon Mallee, and Women's Health in the North, as well as members of the Project Advisory Group. Our particular thanks to Women with Disabilities Victoria's 12 health experts who contributed their expertise to this resource as part of our co-design process. This resource was prepared by Women with Disabilities Victoria. Published by Women with Disabilities Victoria, P.O. Box 18413, Collins Street East, Victoria, 8003. Copyright Women with Disabilities Victoria, 2021. For more information, visit https://www.wdv.org.au. This recording was produced by Vision Australia on behalf of Women with Disabilities Victoria in the interests of information accessibility. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication. But Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. Your narrator was Jenny Seedsman. This concludes the recording.